Hi, my name is Lloyd Lockridge, and I'm the host of a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. In this podcast, I'm going to have people on to tell unusual and sometimes far-fetched stories about their families.
I've heard my whole life that she invented the margarita.
And then we're going to investigate those stories and find out how much of it is true.
He gets a patent 1 month before the Wright brothers. Oh my God.
Please follow and listen to Family Lore, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
The Dawn Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Dr. Michael Bussler is in the house. I appreciate your patience with me. Professor and program chair of finance.
On fire.
I'm on fire. I know. I couldn't help myself.
Watch out, professor.
I'll keep a low profile.
Oh, my goodness. So we have to talk about all things economic and our professor of finance and great economist and author, program chair of finance there at the great Stockton University. My nephew Lukey is a student there, Monticetti, and so I know that they all love you and you have a great reputation. But we wanted to talk about, you know, tariffs, talk about where we are with I know the Fed begins the meeting today and tomorrow. So what do you see as far as looking out and thinking about where we are with regard to the economy, the stock market, and how presidential politics play into all of this?
Okay, so let's take a look at the big picture for a minute. First of all, GDP growth for the first quarter of this year turned out to be negative, which is never a good sign. All of the negative was due to consumers rushing out and buying imports rather than spending the money in the U.S. Because they feared that the tariffs were going to come into play and things would be more expensive. You take out that consumer spending on imports and the economy actually grew a little bit. Still, the economy has slowed down. It was growing at about a 3% rate for most of last year, slowed down to about 2.4% in the fourth quarter of last year, and then the first quarter of this year, as I just said, was negative. The Federal Reserve is meeting today and tomorrow. They'll announce their policy. I'm fairly certain they're going to keep interest rates constant, although I'm not sure that's the right thing to do. It might be time now to start bringing interest rates down, and that will help stimulate the economy and avoid any more of a slowdown. Why won't the Federal Reserve do that? They're fearful that the tariff policy of President Trump will add to inflation, and you don't want to start cutting interest rates if you're fearful of inflation. Now, so far, you know, the tariffs are hardly kicked in at all yet, but so far we haven't had any inflation. When President Trump took office, the inflation rate as measured by the Consumer Price Index was 2.9%. The last reading, it was down to 2.4%. And I think next week, the Consumer Price Index for April will be released, and we'll see how that goes. So basically, look, the economy is in a very large transition period. President Trump is trying to create free and fair trade with other countries. They say they're on the verge of trade agreements with a number of countries. India, Japan, and South Korea are the ones that are mentioned most. Once those agreements are signed, I think other agreements will follow relatively quickly. On the positive side, that will open up foreign markets to U.S. manufacturers, particularly the agricultural industry, where most countries either put high tariffs or put a quota on how much American farmers can sell there. So, as I've said before, there may be a little bit of short-term pain here, but the long-term gain will be very significant well into the future.
Well, that's good on the outlook. I just wanted to ask you, Dr. Michael Bussler, there was, you know, advice there, and there has been advice from, I use the word biggity big, from from the so-called, you know, moguls, the expert in the national media here in America. And they say, well, you know, by Trump declaring these tariffs, he's declaring war on our allies and business partners. My question to you is that didn't those so-called business partners, whether it's the UK, whether it's Canada, Mexico, etc., didn't they first declare war on us? Then if they're going to call it war, like a, if they're going to refer to it as a war or whatever, didn't they first declare that war against us by creating the situation whereby we have, you know, we are much more fair with that, and that they impose these huge fees, if you will, on us?
That's exactly right. President Trump is not declaring war. All he's declaring is we want fairness. Forever, going back decades, the U.S. puts very small tariffs on products that almost every country sells in the U.S., and yet the other countries put very large tariffs on U.S. products trying to sell into their country. And even if they don't have very large tariffs, they put quotas. The newly elected Prime Minister of Canada is speaking with Trump, I believe, today. Mm-hmm. Canada, they say, well, look, we'll let you sell your cheese and your agricultural products. And they do up to a limit. And then they put a quota on. And once you go above the quota, the tariff is some ridiculously high number in the 100% or more range. So these countries have had an unfair advantage compared to the U.S., and this goes back decades. President Trump is just trying to level the playing field. It's not a tariff war. He doesn't want to start a trade war. He just wants this free trade to be fair, so that if we charge low tariffs and other countries sell their products here, all he's asking in return, reciprocal tariffs, all he's asking for in return is you charge the same thing that we charge, and then let the market take care of how this operates. This is not a trade war. This is trying to end a trade war and make things fair that have been extremely unfair for so long.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.
You know, here's the thing. You say it, you know, you make it so simple and you make it so clear. And yet, if you look at the so-called mainstream media, that's not what they're saying. And they use words like, you know, Trump's policies are causing chaos and fear and worry. And they keep talking about recession. And so it's in a way to me, it's just the bias by omission. But how much does that affect the average consumer? Because really, when we think about all these outlooks, it's really based on consumers' hope that everything will be okay, right? And so how much of that affects all of the investors and all of the consumers?
So from a consumer's standpoint, consumers' willingness to spend, now there's certain things you have to buy, but what we call discretionary spending, some things you could buy, but you don't have to buy. A lot of that depends on how confident they feel about the economy. And the University of Michigan publishes a consumer confidence poll, and that has been gone down. And the reason is that consumers are reading everything that is in the mainstream media that says this is a catastrophe. Trump's going to start a trade war. It's going to cause a recession. You're going to put small business people completely out of business. When people see that, they become less confident in the economy, and they start to cut back on their spending, saying, hey, maybe I better not spend a lot of money if things are going to get bad. And you brought up a good point. There is a bias in the media. You know, first of all, they don't like Trump. I thought I saw a study the other day that said 92% of the coverage on Trump in the media so far has been negative. Mm-hmm. So there is a bias against Trump. And the other thing is, Trump is not the normal politician who says, you know, let me get into office, let me form a bipartisan commission, let me hold town hall meetings, we'll stretch this out for a year or two. Trump says this is a serious problem. We have to solve it right away. So even if it causes some disruption and even if people are a little confused about what's happening, the long-term outcome is what we're looking for here. To have an economy in the U.S. that, one, we want to bring manufacturing back, and he'll do that. Mm-hmm. And we want to be able to sell our products in foreign markets as freely as we allow other countries to sell their products in the U.S. market. In the long run, this is going to be very good. If the media looked at this a little more objectively, mm-hmm. they would reach different conclusions. And if it was anybody other than Trump, yeah. they would probably reach different conclusions. Look, let's be completely honest here. With Trump's personality, he just said some things that upsets people. Mm-hmm. You know, he doesn't say things in a politically correct way, the way politicians generally say things. And people get upset at that, and they start mm-hmm. thinking the worst. Yeah. As I told people months ago when the stock market was crashing, I said, look, take a deep breath. Don't look at your portfolio until the summer. By the summer, it'll be above what it was now, and things will be much, much better. So just allow this to play out. The long-term effects will be very positive for all Americans.
Dr. Michael Bussler, within the past 4 days, a new policy began May 2nd, and this follows President Trump's one of his many executive orders. In that particular executive order that he signed last month, he was closing the loopholes in the tariff system. And so in one of his executive orders, he was eliminating the duty-free, what's called the de minimis treatment. I've talked a lot about this over the years. But, you know, eliminating the duty-free de minimis treatment for low-value imports from China. And so there are a lot of words in there, and I know that sounds like a word salad, but it's critical when I talk to different business people here in the States, and I know people who've been drastically impacted by this. But can you explain what that means when he's closing these types of loopholes that China took advantage of?
So there are two large companies in China. One is called Temu, T-E-M-U. The other begins with an S, and I can't remember the Shine. Exact name. But yeah, they've been able to bring things in without paying any duties because of a loophole. Now, if you've ever purchased anything on Temu, the products are ridiculously cheap, mostly because that they've gotten through this loophole. And don't forget, in China, they make products very labor intensive, using a lot of people, and they only pay people a dollar an hour. So we obviously can't compete with that. And in addition to that, the Chinese government subsidizes a lot of their industries just so they can make things cheaper and sell them. Well, elimination of this loophole will kind of even the playing field a little bit and allow American manufacturers to be more competitive. And this has been going on, I forget how many years, but it's been a very long time. And a lot of these Chinese companies have been able to sell things ridiculously cheap. They say, well, that's good for the consumer. You get to buy things cheap, and I guess it is. But on the other hand, American business doesn't have any way of competing against this. And all Trump is trying to do is level the playing field. He wants everybody, he likes competition. Competition mm-hmm. is good, but he wants things to be fair. And eliminating some of these loopholes are a step in getting things to be fair.
One of the headlines within the past less than 24 hours, Scott Bessent telling or really lecturing Wall Street biggity bigs to never bet against America. That was, you know, one of the headlines yeah. as the Treasury Secretary, Scott Bessent. And he really kind of went off on Monday and talked about these critics. and thinking about how they impact, whether they're on Wall Street, whether they're media elites, but how that impacts America. And I think that was a piece of, you know, what he was saying there. Do you think, how far do you think something like that goes with him just calling them out publicly?
I think it goes a long way. You know, essentially what he was saying was, look, we are all on the same side here. We're all Americans. We're all on the same side. You can't bet against America. You're betting against yourself. Yeah. So we all have to work together here. We all have, or at least should have, the same common goals to make America better, put America first, and end some of these problems that have been going on for decades. So he got a little bit upset because it seemed like all these people that he was speaking to didn't feel like they were on the same side as Americans are supposed to be on. Economists use the term jawboning. And jawboning means you get some of the top, the president and some of the top officials to go out there and just say, listen, this is the way things are. Things are going to be worked out. The tariff policy needed to be fixed, and we're fixing it. Forget all this gloom and doom. We're going to end up with a much better economy in the long run. We have a few problems that we'll have to get through in the short run, but we're all on the same side here, and let's start talking a little more positively about things. That's what Scott was trying to do.
And so for you, do you see a light at the end of this tunnel, and are you, you sound very hopeful, Dr. Michael Busler. So what, when do you think we'll start to see some of the results and, you know, see these hopeful results that you, that you're alluding to?
So when people ask me, what do you think about the economy? I've said since Trump was sworn into office, I'm extremely optimistic about the economy going forward. Now, that hasn't happened so far. And the question is, well, when is all this going to happen? Once some of these trade deals start to get signed, and they keep teasing that they're very close to it, and I understand these are very complex. When they did away with NAFTA and they did the USMCA, it took almost 2 years to negotiate that. So these things are very complex. But once we get some of these trade deals signed, India, I think, is on the verge of signing with us, and that's a huge market. They have over a billion people. Mm-hmm. So once these trade deals start to get signed and companies see that they have opportunities to sell their goods in foreign markets, that will increase GDP. I would imagine by early to mid-summer, you're going to start to see some very positive results. And I think once they start, it will start snowballing and things will get better quickly.
Good. Well, then we'll hope for snow by July 4th. Dr. Michael Busler, Stockton University, thank you so much. Really appreciate you and all your insights.
Thank you, Dawn. Always my pleasure.
Pleasure's all mine.
Dawn Stensland from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.